Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the West's expectations for Tehran to limit its missile program are stupid and idiotic.
توقع محدود کردن توان موشکی کشور رو دارن در حالی که خود اونها مرتب تهدید نظامی میکنن. خب این یه توقع احمقانه است. اگر میخواهید محدودیت موشکی رو مطرح کنید انقدر دیگه به ظاهر به صورت علنی تهدید نظامی نکنید. از یک طرف تهدید نظامی، از دیگر طرف درخواست و توقع محدود کردن توان دفاع. این احمقانه نیست؟ ابلهانه نیست؟ این کاریست که مخالفین ما دارن میکنن.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the remarks during a visit to the aeronautics exhibition of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran's enemies' irrational behavior shows that they have been defeated by the Iranian nation. The leader also reiterated that arrogant powers will fail in their bid to bring Iran to its knees. Ayatollah Khamenei further spoke of Iran's foreign policy. He said he has always supported negotiations. Ayatollah Khamenei called on Iranian officials to exert all their efforts in the international arena, but urged them not to tie such issues as anti-Iran sanctions to nuclear talks. Well, let's cross over to Washington, joined by political commentator Dr. Randy Short. Dr. Short, thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's look at what the leader of the revolution has said. Basically, that looking at the situation, the U.S. is talking, or the West in general, talking about limiting Iran's missile program is extremely stupid on their part, and at the same time, they continue to threat Iran with aggressive actions and also speech. Your take in general on these comments?
Well, we could call it intergenerational stupidity. Many of us don't remember that Iran was unlawfully invaded by the British and the former Soviet Union in 1941, Operation Continents, in order to shore up the Allies during the Second World War. And Iran was occupied and its people were essentially starved as their resources were sent to Russia. And of course that allowed the Reza Shah to be deposed, and then you got the Savak Shah to replace him. And that's what got this ball rolling. And I think some people would like to live back in the 1941 era. But Iran has moved on since the revolution of 1979, and they'll never live the way that they did under the boot of the British or the Russians or the Americans, who want the oil in Khuzestan and want a subject state that does what they want. That's not going to happen anymore.
Well, looking at the comments of Ayatollah Khamenei, he said also in dealing with what the P5+1 group is trying to do, basically going out of the confines of just the nuclear talks and also trying to relate it to either human rights issues or now actually trying to limit the missile program. Why do you think that this is the case? Going into the talks in the fall, it was supposed to be based on a mutual agreement talking about the situation of the nuclear situation in Iran only. But we see, of course, as the leader has said months and months prior to this, that this would actually happen, that it would go from one thing to another, because overall it is not the nuclear situation that is the problem for the United States and the West, but the existence, perhaps, of the Islamic Republic. Your take, sir.
I would agree. If we can go back to Operation Continents of 1941, the Iranian government complied with the request of the Allies, and they still got invaded. Iran can't blink. They're going to have to stand. What they want is for the Iranians to have peace shooters while Israel is armed to the teeth, and while people say that Israel has the right to defend itself when it does aggression against Syria, Lebanon, the people in Gaza, and the occupied territories. and shakes its nuclear fist against the righteous Islamic Republic of Iran. And the people have a right to defend themselves. Iran has not invaded a neighbor in hundreds of years. In less than 70 years, Israel's invaded almost everybody. If they could find a way to take resources on Saturn or Uranus, they would find some way to make them guilty for the Holocaust and invade out in space.
Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Washington. Dr. Randy Short, Politico commentator.